Passage 3. Ladies and gentlemen. I am delighted to be here today to open the 2004 Corporate Tax Association Convention. The convention provides an opportunity for tax experts from many of Australia's leading public companies to reflect on some important issues in tax reform. There are not a lot of opportunities to talk constructively about tax reform. It is an emotive subject for most of us, so I am eager to utilize this opportunity to the full. An efficient and competitive tax system is part of the architecture of the modern economy. And tax reform is about removing the barriers to productivity that will enable economic prosperity and keep Australia in the enviable economic position we currently find ourselves enjoying. I welcome Frank Drent's recent assessment that Australia has undoubtedly experienced a prolonged period of economic growth that has significantly exceeded rates achieved by other developed countries because of the government's strong economic management. Obviously, Frank was commenting in the context of improved company profits and the resulting increase in corporate tax collection. Whatever the context, the strength in company tax contribution to revenue can be attributed to sustained economic expansion, which has become a hallmark of the Howard government. In discussing tax reform, I endorse the view of a U.S. Treasury official who said almost 30 years ago that the blueprint for tax reform should be that a tax system looks like someone designed it on purpose. Certainly, from my perspective, I vouch that the government has taken this sentiment on board. I am rightly proud of the Howard government's achievements in tax reform, particularly in the area of business tax reform. It is not an overstatement that these reforms represent the most far-reaching and dramatic tax reforms ever attempted in Australia's history. During a lunch I attended recently, I was told that extensive tax reform would not occur unless accompanied by real political will. As a Treasury Minister in the Australian government that has been at the helm during the implementation of business tax reforms, the government has the right to feel incredulous at the suggestion that political will is lacking when it comes to tax reform. The sweeping tax reforms undertaken over the past few years have underpinned Australia's sustained economic performance, a fact underscored by the OECD view that a key economic reform in Australia has been the reform of our tax system. An internationally competitive and structurally sound business tax system is now a reality. The government has listened and been responsive to industry calls for specific tax initiatives to remove impediments to business investment. Recent reforms are delivering significant economic benefits to Australia by contributing to a faster-growing and more dynamic Australian economy. The International Monetary Fund, in its April 2004 World Economic Outlook, expects that Australia's strong economic performance will continue. We understand that creating an environment in which business can prosper is essential. A strong corporate sector creates jobs, secures critical investment and trade for Australia, all of which are fundamental to our continuing economic prosperity. The government has also made the same commitment to a robust, modern, and flexible regulatory framework for corporate governance. The drive to improve corporate governance is another part of the government's ongoing program to modernize business regulation in Australia. The government's Corporate Law Economic Reform Program, CLERP, is designed to ensure that we improve productivity, promote business activity, and confidence in our corporate culture. The object of recent reforms dealing with audit reform and corporate disclosure is to improve the operation of the market by promoting transparency, accountability, and shareholders' rights. CLERP 9 takes a balanced approach to corporate regulation without overburdening business with unnecessary regulation, nor being overly prescriptive. It is self-evident that good corporate governance also includes managing risk in respect of taxation. As someone once said, a tax return is not an opening offer. The Commissioner of Taxation recently wrote to the boards of large Australian companies, highlighting the need for boards to be actively involved in assessing tax-related decisions. I know there has been some concern about the Commissioner's approach and some concerns about the capacity of boards to get across the technical details that determine those risks. However, despite these concerns, I do not think anyone denies that tax decisions can pose a risk to the reputation of a company and the returns it can make to shareholders. I share the Commissioner's view that company boards have a responsibility to ensure that tax laws are properly applied. Recent surveys indicate a high percentage of company directors agree that tax is a real corporate governance risk area. Judgments about tax compliance should be part of the corporate governance processes of every company and board. At a practical level, I do note concerns remain about the Commissioner's access to this kind of risk management information in the event of an audit. While the position here is a work in progress, I understand that there are ongoing discussions with the ATO that will ensure that an appropriate balance can be struck between the Commissioner and Corporate Australia in managing this issue. I will continue to carefully monitor an acceptable solution between governance and task risk requirements. We are also changing the way we undertake the tax reform process. Crucial to that change has been the integration of the tax policy and tax law design functions, and the new community consultation arrangements for the development of new tax law. The resulting closer engagement between government, the Board of Taxation, and the business community has been evident in the valuable and constructive consultative role played by the Corporate Tax Association and its members. It's gratifying to see business endorsement for the quality and effectiveness of the recent consultation process for the review of international tax arrangements legislation. I welcome and endorse comments made by Frank Drenth in a recent article where he said this new consultation environment also carries with it enhanced responsibilities for business participants. These responsibilities extend to ensuring integrity issues are appropriately identified by participants in the consultation process up front, rather than taking a short-sighted approach and cherry-picking the benefits from consultation. The government must be able to trust that consultation is occurring in an honest and frank environment. If that trust is breached, then the consultation process ultimately fails. You will have noticed that consultation with the tax community has been a consistent theme across each of the tax reform issues I have canvassed today. Through engagement with stakeholders, the government has been able to draw on the experiences and knowledge of tax professionals and others to improve the tax system for the community more broadly. A continuing challenge for the government is to build on the collaborative working relationships. These relationships will form the foundation for sharing the government's continuing vision for improving the tax system. I will have an opportunity to elaborate on that vision in more detail later in the year. We have come a very long way from the shambolic tax system we had to endure before the coalition came to government. We are a government that will not shirk the political risk of making tough decisions in the national interest. Nowhere has this political will been more evident than in reform of the tax system. I invite the CTA to continue this journey by working with the government on tax design and developing a more principles-based statement of the law. This is not a short-term project, but one for the benefit of future generations of Australians. Thank you.